Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. You know, I just came back from the most awesome thing ever. We went with the National Park Service down the Colorado River to Lake Powell on a 100-mile raft trip.
100 miles.
100 miles. Want to give a shout out to our boatmen, T-Berry and Winslow. Awesome dudes. They took care of us. They're rangers with the National Park Service. And so that's their job. That's what they do. They take care of the rivers and the national parks, and that's one of their areas that they go in. So they're experts on that river. We went through the infamous Cataract Canyon, which was a blast to see that. But the purpose of it, there were three sheriffs that went, Sheriff Funk, myself, and Sheriff Torgerson from San Juan. There was also a couple U.S. attorneys and some other rangers that were with us, but we got to know the folks really well and the capabilities of their boats and for rescue purposes. You know, we have Desolation Canyon in our county that's pretty much inaccessible other than by air or water. And now we know we can call the National Park Service and they'll bring their boats up and they can access that area. They have another boat that's bigger, badder, and bolder than the ones we were in that they're trying out today, I think. But it's a big jet boat that can fly up and down the river really fast. So
that is crazy. So, you know, at the end of the day, you guys had a great time. You learned so much, and it's all to better serve our community in case of an emergency.
Exactly. Team building. And it's another resource that I honestly hadn't factored in that we have. The National Park Service is very capable of a lot of things when it comes to search and rescue. They're expert trackers. They have all the good equipment that we don't have as far as those river boats go and various things, but they're available for anything. If a sheriff calls them, they can come and help no matter what it is that we need. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be in a national park. It can be anywhere. And what a great group of guys. Lots of experience. Just amazing. I was so impressed with that group. Scott, the main ranger, the chief ranger there, is the one that invited us there, and he was with us. Just a great down-to-earth guy. I learned so much from those guys in a couple days. And one of the things that I brought back from our conversations was, of course, a list of resources and a lot of positive things that way. But to live in the moment, those guys seem to live in the moment. Nothing really seems to bother the River Rangers. They got life figured out. So I think that's a good message is, you know, you're doing what you want to do, live in the moment.
See, I agree, because when you're doing something like that, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
You're faced next to a huge rapid. For me, no thank you. I don't want anything to do with that. Water and myself are not the best of friends. But, you know, I think that it's a great learning opportunity for the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, it just goes along the lines of the different things that the Carbon County Sheriff's Department is able to do. And I'm including search and rescue. And with search and rescue, there's the biggest fundraiser of the year coming up.
August 10th, Demolition Derby. So there are 33 cars signed up right now that are ready to go. They've paid their fee. They're ready to go. I think we're going to have into the 40s. And Paul Pugliese has a goal of 50. He wanted to see us have 50 cars. We have a bet. If he gets his 50, I have to make him a steak.
Hey, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm in for that. I'll eat a steak with anybody.
So. Yeah, exactly. Steak for on the line, psh, done.
So yeah,
might
so,
just have one if you only get like 49.
Yeah, well, just have a consolation steak.
Right. I don't blame you.
Participation stake.
Well, Sheriff, if anybody would like to register for the Demolition Derby, there's still plenty of time. They just head on down to Tire King.
Plenty of time. Tickets are going on sale. I'll have tickets at Tire King and at Dinosaur Tire. Great Coast Tire is where you'll be able to get them. I don't have them out at all those places yet. I'm planning on doing that this week. But you can get your tickets in advance. You save $2 off the ticket price. And they're, so we have two categories of tickets. We have the children's ticket and then the adult ticket, and the children's ticket and the seniors tickets the same. So if you're 60 or over, or if you're under 12, you get the children's price. And I want to say that's $12 this year, but I'm not, don't quote me on that.
Don't stick me to it. We don't know yet.
Yeah. So.
Well, Sheriff, Demolition Derby is coming up. We've got, what do we have? We have Greek Fest this weekend. We've got International Days in just a couple of weeks.
You got your Pioneer Days in Wellington coming up, the All Tracks Lead Home event.
tons of things.
Yeah, there's lots going on. This is the event season, and it's going on. And you know, want to throw a shout out to USU Police Highway Patrol. They helped us out with the SUPA event and with the Schofield Pleasant Valley Days event. We had some extra help from those folks, and it was so greatly appreciated. USU Police for the SUPA event, everything that went on, I think they were involved with. There was a couple kids that got separated from their family, and USU saved the day. And then there was a girl that lost a car key. She didn't even know what kind of car key it was, just a truck key. She's like, well, I borrowed the truck. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's one lone key in that whole park, and they found the key. So, yeah, amazing.
Wow.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Pretty lucky.
And then Pleasant Valley Days is always a challenge with the traffic for the parade and stuff and the lake and everything going on up there. But that went well, as far as I know. Haven't heard of any major incidents. I know we did make an arrest up there, but we want to thank Highway Patrol, and USU was up there for that as well as Carbon County Ambulance, Search and Rescue, and the Sheriff's Posse. Our Sheriff's Posse comes out. A lot of people may not recognize or realize they're volunteers as well. They're not part of Search and Rescue. They're their own entity. They come out for almost every parade. And, you know, we don't utilize them as much just because there's times that, I just want to say technology's kind of surpassed the horse in a lot of ways, but the horse is still valuable to have. You know, there's been times that we've thought, oh, we should have called the posse. We needed those horses for this. But they're still around. They're not as well recognized as Search and Rescue, but they're a good group of guys. I think we're going to rally around and try to build the posse up a little bit and get a little more function out of them. I just have to figure out how to utilize them better.
Right, for sure. But you know what? At the end of the day, we always have these different services that have been utilized. And when we need them, you guys are very, very lucky to have them.
So another quick thing we learned, I was doing traffic control for the parade up there, and there's a long line of cars stopped. And I thought to myself, I don't like being stuck in a long line and not know what's going on. So we walked back, Deputy Noyes and I, back to each car and explained what was going on. We had a ball doing that, and I think it was a good thing.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it's a parade. Some turned around, some stayed, some brought us ice cream.
Hey, can't go wrong.
It was well worth our while.
Oh, but, absolutely.
You know, just part of our vision of trying to stay transparent and let people know what's going on. And it actually, it was funner than just standing at the end of a long line of cars holding everyone up. It's kind of fun to walk back and kind of explain to everybody what was going on. People were awesome that weekend. I had no issue with the public. It was great. So
it always is. So here's what you can do. Make sure that you follow the Carbon County Sheriff's Department on Facebook. You can always tune in every week. Sheriff Jeff Wood comes in and gives us an update on different things that are going on throughout the community, and get out and get involved.
Yep. Get involved. This is the time of year with the community events going on. Come out, interact with the deputies. And you know, it's a good time if you have something that you've wanted to bring up to law enforcement. It's a good time to approach them and say, hey, I've been wanting to get a hold of you, not an emergency, but you know, maybe my street needs a dead end sign put up or
right.
Something like that. Great time to approach and talk about that stuff. I do want to touch on, I want to thank the community. We've noticed those areas that we always talk about, Westwood, Praisin Lane, Spring Glen, Miller Creek. We're noticing traffic starting to obey the speed limit a lot better. We want to thank you for that. We still want to stay diligent with those areas. The kids are out playing. It's summertime right now, and you know, this is the time people are out exercising, walking, biking, hiking, all that stuff. So just keep an eye out for people, and slow down. Take time to enjoy.
Right, exactly. So. Absolutely. Well, that has been another Carbon County Sheriff's Update with Jeff Wood. And of course, you can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Sheriff, once again, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. We're almost to the triple digits. I can't wait to see the hundreds. It's coming.
I don't know. The next couple of days, we're in the upper 90s. I don't know.
It's coming. We'll see it.
We will. I guarantee it. So be prepared. Stay hydrated, sunscreen, all of it.
Have a great summer, everybody.
Again, that has been a Castle Country Focus. Find additional info on our website, castlecountryradio.com.